remember when they asked us to shut the church down, and we did for a while when everybody did there in March. We opened back up. A lot of people were outside. Many people were outside. We got a call from the health department, and she said, Mrs. Blaylock, I understand that you are having service inside the church. I said, yes, we are. And she said, are you aware of the governor's restrictions? And I said, does he have new ones? Which I knew they had just come out over the weekend. And she said, yes, you need to find out what they are. And I said, okay, I'll read them, and I'll bring them before the church, and we'll talk about it. And she says, are you going to shut down? And I said, well, let me think about that, because I have elderly and I have young couples with babies. I mean, at that time, we had so many young couples and babies were just coming. It was just amazing. And I said, we have a lot of young couples with babies, and I'm not going to take the babies out there. I don't plan to take the babies out in 110-degree weather. And the elderly, they don't need to be out there. And then when it started raining, and so anyway, she says, well, if you don't shut the doors, we'll come and shut you down. And I said, okay, honey, I'll get back to you. Well, I never got back to her, and she never got back to me. But you know what? They are trying to intimidate us. Have you been hearing how the FBI is moving in? I mean, going inside the homes and raiding the pro-lifers' homes? The poor people didn't do anything but want to save a baby's life. Just pro-life. They did it again last night. Went into a home. And Donald Trump told us, he said, if they came into my home and they did that to me, they'll be coming after you. And they are. They did the same thing on January 6th. So I want to tell you folks this. I'm not throwing any other stones at anybody, but I do want to say this. You know, the church today, if the church today isn't about presence, the presence of the Lord, we will have no power. You can have beautiful buildings. You can have a great orators. You can have people that can just, you know, preach the fenders off a car. And you can have great lights, and you can have great music, and you can have great everything. But if you don't have the presence of God, you have nothing. And you can have great programs, and we can have it all. But if we don't have His presence, who's going to get healed? Who's going to get delivered? Who's going to get set free? Who's going to have the boldness to stand up and go to one of those meetings? Brother Mike, you are absolutely right. It is that spirit of Baal. It is the spirit of Jezebel. And you know what stood between Baal, the false prophets of Baal, and the nation? Was one man. His name was Elijah. And Elijah stood up. And he prophesied, and I'm not going to go into that. And he said, "You go ahead, Baal, the prophets of Baal. You call down fire upon this wood. You call your God and have him send fire." Well, naturally, you know, their God could not send fire because they didn't have the God. Elijah called down fire and it burnt the wood up. He watered it and wet it and watered it. But when he saw that miracle and God killed all the prophets of Baal, that spirit of Jezebel, that controlling spirit, she came and said, "Elijah, I will do to you what you have done to Baal's prophets by this time tomorrow." Did she? She did not, because somebody with the power of the Spirit in those days, the Holy Ghost came on them. It would say the hand of the Lord came upon them. And when the hand of the Lord came up on Elijah, he was sitting over there depressed because she had threatened him and she had intimidated him. And see, these things that we hear are just so ugly. That to think, I mean, I was in bed the other night, you know, and I'd just gone to bed and I thought, what would I do? I mean, I preached a hard message the other day about this stuff. And what would I do if the FBI broke through my house and broke my door down? Oh, God, give me strength. I'd just be scared. And I thought, no, I'd rise up in the name of Jesus. I don't know what would happen. But see, these things will intimidate us if we're not careful. But no, we are not going to be intimidated, church. We're going to stand, and I promise you we will do our homework and begin to collect our stones. I like that. But there is nothing else in this world that can bring any peace to this world and any light into this darkness except power from heaven. Only the power of God, which is the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that can change anything. And church, I'm telling you, all of these things that we are dealing with, listen, they're all surface things. Abortion, the transgender confusion, the open border, everything that you and I have to deal with, where you work, where you live, what you do, all the things that we talk about, all the things that bring confusion to our minds, all of those things are on the surface. We took a little cruise once and we went out to Catalina, stopped there, that little Baja cruise, stopped there and got in a submarine and went under the water. And it's just a total another world under the water. And it was just amazing how, oh, it looked like trees were just blowing in the wind, yet they were under the water. And I'm telling you, there's another world under the surface of all these things that we are experiencing today. The FBI going into the homes. All the lies, all the filth. It's all surface. So we've got to deal down here, church, with the root. What is the root cause? What's going on? Well, it is that spirit of Jezebel. It is that spirit of Baal trying to take over. But thank God there is a spirit called the Holy Spirit who has all power against all demons and all devils. And it'll be that power of the Holy Spirit coming in to empower us to do the work that we don't even know how to do. I don't even know what to do. Except what we're going to do this week. And thank God he'll get us to stand and go into places maybe we would have never gone. I like that. Into the city council. Oh, I've gone there and prayed over the city council meetings. But that's good. But how about you young parents going into those schools and standing up? Amen. Got to go to the root cause. But church, do you know what this nation has done? Do you know what California has done? At the borders, they have just opened the door to iniquity. And they've said, come on in, iniquity. Iniquity is wickedness. It is filth. It is immoral. It is ugly. It is full of disease. It is full of the drug cartel. It's full of human trafficking and sex trafficking. It's all there. And America opened the door to it and said, come in. I was wondering, as the Lord was downloading some things to me, I thought, I wonder if they really know how dangerous and how horrible it is to open the door to iniquity. And you look at California. Governor Newsom has opened the door to iniquity, to innocent citizens of California. We love our beautiful state. We love it. We've taken care of it. The schools have taught our children, don't litter. Signs all over our cities, don't litter. Okay, we know don't litter. We know don't throw our trash out. But they bring trash in. Don't they care about us? Did you see that thing the other day? Did you see that article that came across the news? It said California is going to ban diesel trucks. Ban diesel trucks. So that they can balance out racism. So I wrote to David. I said, there goes your diesel truck. Just, you know, they want you to buy an electric car and then they won't let you use it. You know, so this iniquity has brought in reprobate minds, and their minds, when it's a reprobate, it can no longer make good decisions and choices. And they are so intoxicated with turning the truth of God into a lie, Romans chapter 1. They have turned the truth of God into a lie, and you read on down, And it begins to mention in that first chapter all about an unnatural affection that men will have for men and women will have for women, and they will lust after each other's bodies. Instead of lusting and turning their hearts to the Creator, they will turn to what He has created and love that more than they love Him. So with that iniquity, they've opened the door to it, and that's what you and I are seeing and sensing. And it's a whole nother world. Michael sees it, but you and I don't see it like he sees it. But thank God for your voice this morning to educate us in that. But church, listen, let me tell you, and it's amazing you mentioned Joshua, because I'm going there. I've got to show you something. And Joshua, they have opened this door of iniquity, sin, filth. We don't even know who's coming in from Venezuela, communist countries, the fentanyl coming over the border, all of these things that are coming in, cartel mixed into the mix. And so the door has been opened to iniquity. But you know what power you and I have been given? Do you know what authority that you and I have been given? We have the authority to close and shut that door. We can shut it. You say, how can we do that? Well, just let me show you the word. You don't care what I have to say. Let me back it up with the word of the Lord in Joshua. Woo. Here's why I wanted to start with. We are a church of His presence. We go after His presence. That's what we're after. Of course, you've got to have other things and other programs. But I'm just telling you, if we don't get His presence, everything else will be useless. In this hour. Amen? All right, look at Joshua 3. Look at verse 3. They were getting ready to cross over the Jordan. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and do what? Three words. Say it again. Go after it. He said, you're going to see, they're going to bring the Ark of the Covenant out. The priest is going to go in first and set his foot in the water. And when you see that, then all of you go in and you go after it. And I'm telling you, I am blessed and highly favored just to be the pastor of this small unit and campus here. Only for a while will it be this size. But I'll tell you this. I've got a group of people that God has sent here to go with me. Landmark is not for everybody, but it's for some. Nazarene Church, Port Naz, is for somebody. It's for a few, but it's not for everybody, but it's for some. It's the same with the Believer's Church, all the churches. We're all good churches. And we're all for some, but not for everybody. But I know the people that He's brought here, you're hungry. And you're going to go after the presence with me. So we've got to stop dealing with the surface problems, go into the root. Now, I want you to come down here to verse 16. Here's where I want to take you. That the waters which came down from upstream, look at this, waters came down from upstream, they stood still. And they rose in a heap very far away at Adam. The city was beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the Sea of Arabah, the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people crossed over opposite Jericho. So our nation has opened the door to iniquity. And so what does that mean? Okay, here's what I see in the spirit. I see a flow of iniquity like water that's just flowing across our nation. It's just flowing to anyone that will let it in, to anyone that will accept its corruption. You have to watch. You say, well, I'm not going to Eagle Mountain. Yeah, but are you gambling online? Are you wasting money you don't have online? Pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention to what you're thinking. Pay attention to what you are watching, what you are seeing with your eyes. So I said, there was a water. There was an upstream water that came down, waters that came down from upstream. There is a stream of water coming down from Washington, D.C. Amen? There's a stream of water. All kinds of lawlessness is being pushed out to us. All kinds of lawlessness. Anything you can imagine. Let it go. Be free. Embrace this. Be nice to us. Don't just tolerate us. Be a part. And if you're not a part, then you're a fascist. Okay, but what I'm seeing here, even in California, there's this muddy, nasty corruption, this stream of iniquity that's just flowing all over to anyone that'll let it come in. And that's why it's trying to move into places it's never gotten to go before. And it's just been so smoothly flowing. But it says this about that. Look at verse 16 again. Kathy, keep that 16 up. And the waters which came down from upstream did what? Stood still and rose up in a heap very far away. So the waters that went down into the sea, look at that, the salt sea failed and they were cut off. Now here's what we have to do. Here's what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. Okay, those waters we see that are flowing, they're filthy waters, they're dirty waters, they're harmful waters, they're damning waters, they're just awful waters. Oh, to have the vocabulary to tell you how filthy that water is. Not one of you would drink from a muddy stream where cows, you know, at the ranch we used to have ponds for our cows to drink from. And they did other things in that water. I wouldn't have taken a drink from that water for nothing. And God said, you see that water that's been flowing? If you will stand with me, you will consult me. Here's what we're going to have a part in this week. He said, it's going to stand still. That water suddenly is going to stand still. And when it stands still, then it's going to come into a heap. And they are going to be so embarrassed because that water will stand in a heap and it will not be able to touch you or me. It won't be able to touch us because he said, you have cut it off because you went after the presence. You went after it, so you have closed the door. You've stopped the water. Oh, it's not stopped yet. But believe me, you say, oh, Pastor, I don't know. You know, we're just a little group of people. Oh, we're a little group, but we're in a huge group of people. Did you get the announcement from CBN last night, Christian Broadcasting Network? This guy, he said God gave him a dream of prayer for 10 days. He said, let the earth pray for 10 days. All of my people, if my people will pray and seek me, come after me, come after me. He didn't use that word. I'm using the word, come after me. He said, I will flood the earth with my presence. I had no idea that that prayer starts today. And it goes through next Wednesday. That'll be 10 days. We're going to be praying with millions of other believers. Please come and join me on every day this week at noon or whenever you can. But the waters, it says, the waters failed and they were cut off at the end of verse 16. They failed and they were cut off and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. We're going to cross over opposite to everything they're doing. It's going to be like the people of Israel entering into Goshen. The light stayed on and when it was dark out there. Let him hit the grid. He said, watch and see what I do. But here's a fascinating thing. In Genesis, it's about chapter 15. He told Abraham it was just as dirty and full of homosexuality and unclean spirits. And everything that we are experiencing then and we're probably experiencing millions of times more. Maybe a billion times more. But he said, Abram, I'll take care of that mess. But listen to what he said. But the Amorite's cup is not yet complete. That cup of iniquity is not yet full. And when that cup of iniquity is full, then I will come down because I am a God of justice. I am a God of truth. And when I come, I will deal with it. What does that mean? It means the water will stop. It'll go opposite from us. And God will kick that cup of iniquity over. And when he kicks the cup of iniquity over, it will come back on them. And it will destroy them and do the things that they intended to do to us. It will do to them. But he says, you will stand. I'm closing, but you got to hear this. This week, what are we going to do? I want us to come in, command the doors to be shut. Not only shut, in shutting the waters, we will shut the doors to the border. Command them to be shut. God, move on the president. Get him to shut those doors. Look, they overturned Roe versus Wade right in the middle of a Democratic administration. How did that happen? They're not going to do that. But God mocked them. Democratic president, Democratic House, all the leaders, Senate, all of them Democratic, that stood for abortion. And God said, let me just embarrass you. I'll just flip it right in the middle. He doesn't have to wait for November 6th or 8th. He does not have to wait. We don't have to wait for Donald Trump. God says, when I want to kick that cup of iniquity over, I'll just kick it over. And we'll just stop the water from flowing and we'll cut it off. But we have to go after him. We must go after him. So that's why I'm calling a fast. Joel said, and I'll save time. Joel said, call a sacred assembly. Call a solemn assembly. So I'm calling you. You're a solemn, a beautiful, sacred assembly. Please come. Let's pray together. And here's how we're going to pray. Kathy, go ahead and put up Joel. I think it's 3:17. Is it 2 or 3:17? 2:17. Here's what we're going to do. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people. He didn't say help them. He said spare them because they are in so much trouble, Lord. If you don't help the people of God, they're in a lot of trouble. America, California, the world's in trouble. But the prophet said, oh God, just spare them. Look at this. And do not give. Oh no. Verse 17. Let the priest who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people. Lord, do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rise over them. Why should they say among the people, where is your God? Oh, you all boast about your God, but look, he isn't doing squat. What they say in Texas. He's not doing anything. But you and I know, as the old song says, even when I don't see him, he's working. Even when I don't feel it. Never stop, never stop. Mm-mm. Here's where we're going this week, number 17 again. Let the priest who minister to the Lord weep between the what? The porch. The porch and the altar. I don't want to elaborate big on it, but in the Solomon Temple, they had the porch out there where the priest came in, where the animals were sacrificed, and then there was the altar. And the altar is where the priest did all their work. Table of showbread. You're going to eat the bread in a minute representing Jesus. Went over to the light. The oil was pouring in. So he said, oh, priest, you're going to work between the porch out there where the flesh is and the altar. And when you get close to the curtain, God's on the other side. Just keep that incense going up. And our prayers are mixed with incense, Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 8. Our prayers are mixed in bowls that the angels carry before the Lord. And it says our prayers are mixed with incense and he smells it. And it goes into his nostrils. So where are we going to pray? Listen, we're going to pray against the flesh. You've got to pray between the porch and the altar. We pray for our families. We pray for those children, those little girls, those little boys, and that slave trade. Pray for them. Focus in on one of the little girls or one of the little boys. Focus in on that. I'm going to tell you, it's easy for me to cry and weep before the altar when I get here. We start talking about these things. I could hardly hold it back when the sheriff was talking. But you deal with the flesh, and also deal with the flesh when it says, eat, 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 eat. You say, be quiet, I'm humbling myself before the Lord. Oh, no, that movie's coming on tonight. No. Come on, give yourself to God. What would you do? Could you, what would you rather happen? This book to be put away for a week? Or your phone to be put away for a week? Yeah, now I just couldn't live without my phone. I know we have to make calls. We know that. But I'm talking about social media. Some of you would absolutely flip out, die, dead, gone, without Facebook or social media or something. You'd rather do without this. But I'm saying this week, could you give it a shot? And let's go from the porch to the altar and entertain him. Entertain your spirit and feed your spirit. Feed your spirit on the things of God. We go all week long feeding ourselves on the things of the world. Going into restaurants and going grocery shopping and being with our families and doing whatever we do. I said, feed your spirit this week. I'm just saying, church, the whole world is coming into a new era. We know that. There's a new world order just ahead, and it's being shaped now. I'm just asking, along with millions of other Christians in the world this week, that we prepare ourselves for this season, because Landmark is coming into another season. The things that are happening here, the little buildup, as God said last week, little by little, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. But it's a new season. Let's prepare ourselves for it. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Porch representing the flesh, the altar, the Spirit of God. So pull yourself and your family, clothe your family with the armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6. Find the armor, clothe it on your loved ones who are sick. Clothe them in the armor of God. Go out there to the flesh. Get to Ephesians 6. Get the armor of God and put it upon your mother, put it upon your sister, put it upon your brothers. Get it, church, clothe them. I clothe my family every day. I clothe Therma when Tony died. I clothe you with the Spirit every day. I'm still clothing you. I clothe Sister Judy, who is in the rest home that fell and broke her hip. Clothe your loved ones. So we call the fast, and we're going after the presence of the Lord. Do you have your cracker? Here's what I'm asking you to do right now. Open. See, they have opened the door to iniquity. We are shutting the doors, Sister Clara, by our prayers and by our faith in the Holy One. Our faith in God. We will shut the door and the stream will stop. And the water that was so filthy dirty, it will stand up in a heap, the Bible says. It will stand up just like it did for them, and it won't touch us. And it will have to wait until we cross over, and then it will come down on the enemy. Let God arise, his enemy be scattered. Take the bread in your hand. Look at it. You see what it is? It's the presence. It's the presence of Jesus. He said, oh, if we ever get a hold of this word, he said, I sent my word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. if we ever can get to the place where we believe that scripture, just believe it. You say, I'm sick, but if I can get down to the church and the word just falls over me, he'll heal me. That's his word. This, you eat it. He said, eat my body, drink my blood, and you have a life. I'm just asking you to open your mind right now, your heart, and receive his presence. This is a picture of his presence. We get to see it today. This represents his body, Jesus' sweet body. I know he must have been a handsome guy. He was strong in every way. But we get to eat of his presence. Father, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for coming. Holy Spirit, thank you for coming to help us live this thing out. Thank you for life. Thank you for your empowering. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. And Lord, right now, I pray that miracles begin today. There's nothing else on earth that brings miracles but what we're doing right now. The word, we just read the word. Now we're going to eat the word. We will eat the word. May healing come to that back, the emotions, the stress, the feet, the legs, the diabetes, the arthritis, the hopelessness. We eat of your body. May it restore everything and refresh us now in Jesus' name. Let us take together. I apologize for those little cups. But it's what's in it. What's in it that counts. And that which it does. We don't drink this because we need to get saved. We drink it because we are saved. We drink it because his blood cleansed us and washed us. Let us drink it today. Father, we drink this blood in honor of your holiness, in honor of Jesus' holiness, and in honor of the Holy Spirit coming. He came to keep us holy like you were holy. May we act like Jesus and talk like him. Be afraid of nothing. Live, move, and have our being healed, empowered, and glorious by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Come on, let's take of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. May he turn his face to you and keep his hand upon you all week and every day, your home, your family, your job, wherever you go, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here. Look, let's learn to take this as everything. It's the altar call. It is healing. You don't need to meet me in the back or up here and say, will you pray for me? It's an insult to Jesus. We just took his healing. We just took it all. You can't get any more than that. So I get embarrassed if you ask me that right in front of Jesus when he paid it all. Amen. I love you guys. Come and join me this week for fasting and prayer.